Volkswagen to introduce its full hybrid powertrains at the Munich Motor Show. Volkswagen will unveil its first ever full hybrid powertrains across its lineup along with the launch of the second generation T-Roc at the Munich Motor Show in September, as reported by Autocar. The system integrates an internal combustion engine, ICE, with an electric motor and a battery. The ICE is likely a turbocharged 1.5-liter four-cylinder petrol engine that will power the wheels in conjunction with the electric motor. Additionally, it will serve as a generator to recharge the battery, enabling a limited range of electric-only driving. A range of outputs has been planned, spanning from 201 bhp to 268 bhp, with peak torque figures between 258 pound-feet and 295 pound-feet. The technology is distinct from Volkswagen's existing hybrid systems, which either need to be charged externally, as in plug-in hybrids, or function solely by providing an electric boost during driving, like mild hybrids, without supporting the pure electric operation. The MQB EVO platform, used in Volkswagen models, enables the hybrid drivetrain to expand to vehicles like the Tiguan, Passat, Tayron, Audi A3, Seat, Cupra Leon, Fermenter, and Škoda Scala, Kodiaq, and Superb. Although Volkswagen is transitioning to hybrid technology, diesel engines will continue to be offered in major models for now. However, the long-term presence in the lineup will likely hinge on customer preferences and the performance of the new hybrid electric vehicle, HEV, models. The new hybrid drivetrain won't be limited to the T-Roc, as it is also planned for the Golf and Škoda Octavia, with potential expansion to additional models down the line. Volkswagen has pledged to invest 60 billion euros, 51.5 billion pounds, by 2028 for the development of internal combustion engines, which includes advancing the new hybrid electric vehicle, HEV, drivetrain. The new T-Roc is set to launch in the UK next year and will also be available with petrol and diesel engine options. EV World, Hyundai expands US EV production with new Georgia plant under policy risks.